Yeah. No, yeah. Come on, that cough test. Yeah, the last word again. The Toshima. Shochat chatzi gageris. You shechted half of the gageris. Vishorbo. And then you made a shiur, you waited. By gageris, there's no trefa until you have a pegam of reiv. But just macht, so it's not called the pegam, it's not called the trefa. See if the person shechted half of the gageris. So self-worth like nothing, it's like you didn't start the shvit yet, it's not a trefa yet. And then vishorbo, he waited a little bit. Kedei shchita acheris, how long it takes to make another shchita? So really, it would have been a psul shiur, but just since you only did chatzi gageris, like the shchita didn't start yet. And then the gomer shchita, to finish off the shchita, so it says ksheira that the shchita is a good shchita. Yes, Rashi says kasach that the havmin was the behema koi. The boy has to have rosh shnayim, and the havmin, what do you mean you finish off the shchita? So the question is, v'yam did hold like Rav that machtzamacht is kareiv, that when you shech machtz is here for the simin. If considered like you made a shchita in the whole simin, it's so itchah for law. And so by behema, by shechting just one simin, you didn't finish the shchita yet. And now you made a shiur, you waited in between, sounds like a ma'aseh trefa. So the l'chura, the behema became a trefa like. There's the psul in the shchita is no good. But the first half of the shchita is like away, because you made a shiur, you waited. And now you're starting over again. So the behema is already a trefa, you already cut through rov of the simin according to Rav. So Mora says no, me sabot who told you, the behema, we're talking about a behema over there, leib, we're talking about leif. I tell you, the monoshoch, it's a good shchita here. Because e machta machta kareiv, you hold like Rav, that machta is called a good shchita. If so, but meruba, you already made rov of the shchita. By the yos, the shchita is a good shchita. And e machta machta ain't a kareiv, and my machta machta next to it like rov, so then lo yavod lo klum, then you did not start the shchita yet. Because by the gageris, by the kunner, there it's only a trefa if you have a whole pgam through rov of the simin. But just the mach for the sun was not called the treif yet, so like the shkita didn't start yet. So if we're talking about an oif, you have no proof to chlal if mach for mach is kareiv and not kareiv. Toshma, I'm going to bring another proof. It says, Harei shehoye chatzi kona pogim. You have this chatzi kona, there was pogim, meaning there was a pogam, there was a hole there. So forth, not a treifa. Because by a kona, you have to have rov to make a treifa. Just half is not called a treifa yet. So it happened was now the hoist of all of Koshu, the Gomer Shkitosei, you made a little bit more, you cut a drop more. So it's talking about an oist by a bird, that one simon is a Koshu Shkita, so it says Shkitosei Kshav, it's a good Shkita. So you slice just a drop more, the same Shkita is Koshu. Now V'yam, if you tell me like Rav, that Machza Machza Kareiv, that Machza Machza is called like a rave already, is so treif heavy, according to Rav, since rave of it was cut from before, it was the pagama hole there that went through half of it, so according to Rav, half is like the hole, so it should be considered that the whole thing was cut, so that's trefa. So how could you say, just finish off the simon and make a kosher shchita, it should have been a trefa already. So here it says, Amar Rava, Shani Linya Trefa. I tell you, even Rav agrees, by Hilchas Trefa, Dibinan Rav Hanirul Anayim, it has to be more than just Amar Machza Machza. It has to be a Rav that you can really see it. And with your eyes, you could see it. Rashi says, Kalema, Rashi says, Rav Gomer. Shunik, that's where you could see it. That's like at least 70 to 30. But say that 50-50, even though by Yukha Shchita, Rav holds it's called a Rav, but not by Trefa. Right? It's a Trefa, it's to call the animal like it's dead already, or it's a Trefa, that's only if you have a bigger cut, a Rav Mamish. So most of the back, no, it doesn't make any sense. Omalei Abayas, Abayas is back. Omalei Koldechenu, isn't like a Koldechen? It's a Kabachem like. Well, not trefa, not just by trefa. The mashu, that certain times there are places you have a little hole, it's a little hole makes a trefa. Like that's in the Kuba Saveshit, the Rei of Adakin, you have your hole in the lungs, that's all God kosher we have, you have to check out the lungs, make sure there's maybe a drop, not even a slight hole there. Or else in the Kuba Saveshit, if the Veshit has a hole, so there are places that even a little mashu, a small hole, makes a trefa. Still, you're telling me, matref the mashu mitrefa. Heichad binin ruba, binin reif hanirul anayim. When does a locha that machza machza is not possible? Because you're telling me by those trefas you have to have reif, which means a real reif that you could see. If so, shchita by yuchas shchita, you have to cut reif of the simin. The adik ruba lemes chashra. There's no such shchita by cutting less than reif of the simin. A shchita of the simin has to be cut reif of the simin. there's no mashru by shchita. Is felt like kosher, isn't it for sure sort of saying debin and rav hanir lenayim, that for sure rav should agree that by shchita also the rav has to be more than just a machta 50-50. But it should be more than that, that you could tell hanir lenayim. A magic by treif puts this way, even though certain treif is with a mashru, but when you need a machta, you need a real ruba, not enough just machta, so shchita for sure. Mir sagt hier, hier du musst heißen sagt, Ella, der coole Jammer macht der Macht seine Kreis. Aber die von Rav was der Grieß will geschriebe, macht es nach Kola Grace. Macht es nach enough, das nach Kola geschriebe. Was ist hier, but if so the Gift mit der Rav, where do we learn the Machlokes Rav and Rav Kano? The Gift mit der Rav, der Rav Kano, linien Pesach, that's another Loch about how Kokov and Pesach, if you could bring it to Tumor or not. Gift mit, that's what was learned. So you learn like this. Let's say Be'erev Pesach Yudal Benisin, half of Klai Yisrael was Tomei and half was Tor. So what do we do now? We know when Rav is Tomei, so they could bring the Korban Pesach even though they're Tomei. If Rav is Tor, so the people that are Tomei have to wait to Pesach Sheni. What's going to be if it's Mamish Machta Machta? So Rav and Rav says Machta Machta is Kerev, and therefore they could bring the Korban Pesach even though they're Tomei. For Rav Kano Mano Machta Machta ain't a Kerev. The Moor says, the Hosom over there, my time with the Rav, what does Rav argue over there? If really Machta Machta is not called Kerev, so why by Korban Pesach, if here for the Jews are Tomei, do you consider it like they're all Tomei, like Rav is Tomei, so you can bring the Korban Pesach now? Why does Rav hold the Korban Pesach is this way? You'll see if it is a special plastic, you'll see if it says, Ish Ish, Ki Yir Tomei LeNefesh. So here we say a person that's Tomei, touched the mace, so Lachris he's pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we dash an ish nitche. The yitzibri dochin, only a yochid, or at least a minority, is pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. But not a tzibah. See, if you're the smallest, you have to be a minority. So less than 50 by 50, you call a minority, therefore you're pushed off. But once you get to 50-50, here the terrorism tells you that that you're not nitche. And therefore you can bring Korban Pesach even though you're Tomei. Only by Korban Pesach does Rav hold like this, not by shchita, not by treifa. Here. That says Mishnah Rav Echad V'yayf, that V'yayf is enough to shecht one simon, and even just Rav of it is enough. So that's the question, Tanina Chod Zimn, we learned already this one time, that Ruba Shlechot Kimo, it said already in the Mishnah, that Rav of one simon is enough. Well, that repeats itself again to say, Rav is enough. So when it says that the simon, what it hechshas Pashach, Simonim, that Omer of Aisha Vashi said like this, that's the hasted for Vashiya, that chod of the chulin, the chod of the kutchim. Techidish is even by kutchim also, when you have to shecht, it's enough to have rave, you're enough of a shchita, rave of the simen. And it's rich, I need the chidish both places. Diyash, meaning chulin, if I just hear by a chulin, that rave is kukulam, hosim with the sagalib ruba. You know why by shchita is enough to just shecht, rave the majority of the simen, bishum the lava dam utzarach. You don't to dask and need the dam by chulin. True, you have to shech to kill it, but not that you have to, you know, make a kabbalah sadam to receive the dam. So therefore, it's not that rov of a shchita. Avo, but by kodshim, to a dam utzarech, by kodshim, we know you have to make a kabbalah sadam, you have to catch the dam. It's coming to klisharis. If so, you need it for zrika. Eim alatis kaleb ruba, maybe the terrorist makbid, that the shchita has to be bekula. Maybe adika kula, you have to have the whole shchita. That's the kamash, but no, even for kodshim also, it's enough to have just ruba. Now the Yashmin and Kachim, we were just with the Chiddush by Kachim, Mishum to Adam Hutzarech, Adarabba. Since by Kachim you need it for the Dam for the Zerika, that's why you have to have Rav. Avo Chulin, but if you shech the regular behemoth of Chulin, the Adam Hutzarech, you do not need the Dam for any special reason. So Eimer, maybe I would have to say, but Paul Gafagilei, maybe you don't even have to have Rav. Maybe just half is also enough. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush, no. That even for Chulin and for Kutcher, both of them, it's only Kutcher if you shech the Rav of the Simen. But less than Rav, Machta Machta is no good. Now the Gemara says, Hai Chulin by Kutcher. Which part of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin and which part is talking about Kutcher? Yeah. So it says, Amu Rav Kana Mistabra Tzvara, that Reishim Chulin, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin. The safe is the Kutcher. Mimai, what's the reason? Hello? Yep. Midetoni was learned like this. Midetoni ha-sheichet. Says the Mishnah ha-sheichet. Mashmoni b'di-yevet. Now the Yisakodaitach Reisha Bekodeshin Reisha Bekodeshin is so by an oif by Kodeshim Hamonik Miboil. It should have said Malika. Now the Reisha also says Simen Echad B'yoif. So oif by Kodeshim means a Malika. Sakha the Mishnah starts off with a Lashon of HaShechit. Tell him that's a Raya. The Reisha is talking about Chulin. And even birds need Shechita. But the Mora Elamai, what do you want to tell me then? Sefer Bekodeshim, it's a Sefer song about Kodeshim. Is so Shechitosik Sheirom. What is the end of the Sefer? The Sefer, the Mishnah say Shechitosik Sheirom. The same question. It should have said Malikosik Sheirom Miboli. I should have said the Malikas Kasha. So Monashech with the Kasha, whichever one is talking about Kodeshim, it says Shechit in both places. So where's all the Kasha? That wouldn't be a question. I'll tell you, I did the song of the Hema, Tan Lenam Shechita. Since the ratio was talking about a Shechita of Chulun. So there it says, Rabbi Solomon Behemoth, no, there's not sure if the Sefer was talking about Kodeshim, it's not sure why it says Shechit, not a Malika, because Adi, since we ended off with a Behemoth, Tana Nami Shechitosik Sheva. Yeah. Yerashi Leholakash, what Gabi Adodi Tanina, the Chi Solomon Behemoth, not a Shechita. It ended off with the Behemoth, therefore it says Lashon of Shechita. The Gemara says, El Oresha, Nichti, let's see. Al oif koi, in the ratio we're talking about, Hashrech is going on oif. If the east side of the kodshim, you want to tell me you have a meaning, we're talking about kodshim, it's so harmonic, me boy, it should have said, you make a malika by an oif, not a shechita. So, because it's the raya, the ratio is talking about chulin, and the same is talking about kodshim. Rav Simi bar Ashi, almost like this. Also, that ratio, b'chulin mihocha, my proof is from here. To Tony, it says, echod b'yoif. One simon is not by an oif. Now these sacrifices of the Kodeshim, if it's talking about Kodeshim of Chatas and an Olas Oif, or you call Olas Oif the boy Shnei Simonim, it's not true. An Olas Oif needs two Simonim, and the Mishnah only says one Simon. So what is this? So Elamai, what do you want to tell me then? Seif of the Kodeshim. And so the Seif also says, Reiv Echad B'Yoif, it says Reiv of one Simon is enough. So the question is, why is Reiv of one enough? Or you call Olas Oif, you have also Olas Oif the boy Shnei Simonim. On the other side, it needs two simonim. So when it says, no, my roiv echod, it means roiv kol echod v'yechod. In the faith, you could say it means roiv of each one of them. So maybe take a summer over faith, you need two, and it means roiv of both of them. The Mora says, uvedinu really the listening roiv shnayim. You really should have said roiv of both of them, if it's talking about over faith. But ki von dike chattis. But since there's also a bird that you bring for chattis, a chattis faith. The saga lay the chad sim, and that's not just to have one sim. You don't have to make a malika on both. It's not just one. Mishimachi, therefore, lay the sikalay, therefore, it's not for sure. Therefore, it just writes that, rave echot. But it could be rave echot, it means kol echot the echot. Therefore, the sefer comes out good by kodshim. And the ratio is talking about chulim. Well, the pshat is, Rav Papa, or my Papa says like this also, that ratio of chulim yachot. Here's my proof, the ratio is talking about chulim. The Tony, it says, he says in the ratio you have to shech the vridim, you have to cut the vridim, stab the vridim we had before. That vein there, the blood vein, it goes through the neck. Oh, please, Rabbanon lay, but Rabbanon argue on the view, the mashma, you don't have to cut the vridim. Now, iyamet bishleimah b'chulin, the ratio is talking about a regular life, a regular shchita, shaplet. Go, I understand why the Rabbanon say you don't have to cut the vridim, because you don't need the blood for any special purpose. I just to get the blood out, they hold later. You cut it later, you make a malich later, you can get the dam out later. Ela bought the yamrit. The Kodeshim, the way song about Kodeshim, are my trigger about an alay? Why would Rabban not going to be Yehuda who asked him Adam Utsarach? The purpose of malika by noise is to get the dam. You have to have a Kabbalah's dam to make his rikas a dam. So how would anybody argue in the Yehuda by Kodeshim? So Moses said, Senechrami, that's his proof to say the ratio of Rabbi Yehuda's din, the machlok is only by Chulin, not by Kodeshim. Ravashi Yom is safe of the Kodeshim Yochi. Here's another proof to say. I'll bring you proof to say for some of the Kodeshim. The Tony says in the Sefer, HaShoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. This is the next Mishnah later. Naflam and Gimel is the Mishnah. It says, HaShoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. If you shech two heads, two different animals at one time, so Shchitosek Sheira. The Shchit is good. So the Mashma HaShoichet Diyevedin, only by Diyeved is Kosher, but Nechatchil Olay. The question is, Iyam with Bishleim of the Kodeshim to say for our Mishnah in the middle of the next Mishnah also talking about Kodeshim. How does look at Chilah lay? It's good while the Chilah, you can't shech at one time two heads, two behemoths. Bishim the Tony Rabbi Yosef, and basically it's like this. The Pesach says, Tizbach, by a korban, it says Lashon of Tizbach, to a Darshan, Rashi says Tizbach Lutzainchim Tizbachu. Yeah. Now Shalay Yehi Shnayim Shechtim Midashin Day. You shouldn't have to have two of them Shecht. Shalay Yehi Shnayim Shechtim. Zebach Echla. Two people shouldn't Shecht one korban. That's one drasha. And then Tizbachu Biyosadashin Shalay Yehi Echla Shechet Shnei Zbachim. That one person should not Shecht two korbanos. So by kachim is good, and the chetchila can't have one person Shecht two korbanos. Rabbi Yom Rav Kana Tizbachu Ksiv. It's a lashon of Tizbachu. That's why Dashin this. We see over here that both the sheikh has to be one, not two, and you only have to do one head at a time. So Eliyam with the chulin, but if you want to tell me to say the song about chulin, even the kafila should be able to shech two heads at one time. And why that's approved, the same type of mishnah song about kachim, and therefore the next mishnah also continues on with kachim. So we're all saying the same thing with the ratio of our mishnah is chulin and the faith of kachim ni both chedushim that rave the majority is a good shechita. The yafim shum ben lakish sovar ratio bechulin the faith of kachim is all like this. The yafim shum ben lakish meyachesh shaninu. Since we learned that ruba shlechut kemo that yishech rave of the simon is a good shechita, lo mishninu. What do you have to say a second time for rave lechut biyos rave shnei bebehema? What do you have to have a second time for? Said already that rave is good. Someone says no. Three sheshnini goes not like this. Have you loy esatamid? He's talking about on Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol had to do all the avodas hayom, even the korban atamid in the morning. The zod used to bring to the kohen gadol the korban atamid. Kotzei means he would at least start the shechita. He would cut rave of the simonim to make a kosher shechita. Omerik achas shechita say al yaday that another kohen, somebody else, would come and finish off the shechita. As long as he did a kosher shechita, he can't be bothered to do the rest, because he has to do all the avoidance. He has to make the kabbalah adam. So as soon as he shechts rave of the simonim, right away he stops the shechita and makes the kabbalah adam, and he lets somebody else finish the shechita. The yoch, I would have thought to say, loy merik, if somebody else does not finish off the shechita, he possible, maybe it's possible. Like the first one, the kohen gadol shechita is not enough. Lakashim, that's why we don't know that Reve could be Yoif or Shnayim Bebehema. As long as you have Reve of the Simon, that's enough. That's what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kohen Gadol Shech did Reve of the Simonim, of the two Simonim. That's a Kashra Shechita, Savadi, but the evidence is enough. Just like the Chili is supposed to do the whole thing, so now the Kohen did the whole thing. By Kohen, you see the Gemara there by Behema, but by Kachim brings down our Mishnah. That's right, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah is talking about Kachim. Now, on the man, what would you say before? Yoch, I would have thought to say, Loi merit ye fossil, if the Kohen Gadol has not finished off the Shechita, maybe be fossil. But the Gemara im kain, if so, heavily avoid the biyachar. If that would be the svara, that if you don't finish it off, it's fossil, so then how come he doesn't finish it? How could you have somebody else finish it off? It's called somebody else to do the avoidah then. And the Tani learned like this, that the Tani learned, Call avodas Yom Kippurim, Eilam Ksheres Elaboy. All the avodas Yom Kippur is only kosher with him with the Kohen Gadol. So anyway, it must be that the Mount of Shechita that he did is kosher. So most likely, come and look what the place means to say. Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe a posel mid Rabbanon. Maybe mid Rabbanon is posel. About him, he writes, if the Kohen Gadol shechted rave of this two simonim, that's enough. But maybe mid Rabbanon is still posel. The Sarkot of the Kohen Gadol, I would have thought to say. Eka psul midrabbanon, maybe midrabbanon is a psul that you have to finish the whole shechita, and it's not enough just to make rave of the shechita. So when it says lakach shenim, that's why the Gemara there has to bring the now mishnah in chulin. Lakach shenim, that's why we know the now mishnah lakach shenim that rave echad biyif rave shnayim bebehema. That's taka kosher. So and there's no psul. It's taka even though it's only b'diyevid, but I call upon him. There's no psul midrabbanon. It's kosher. So it says the miyachad the afilu psulu the rabbanon leko says so normally lamarik is so b'diyevet the shechit is kosher. So by Yom Kippur l'chuv the kohen gadol should be like b'diyevet. He can't do more. He has to go run and make this kabbalah sadam. So what do we have to finish it off altogether for? So it says yes, I call upon him mitzvah lamarik. L'chatchila there is a mitzvah to have a complete shechita. So therefore l'chatchila we let somebody else go and finish off the shechita. But Rashi says mitzvah lamarik. Mishum dam, that's one pshat, because she has to have a kabbalah adam. Then he writes another pshat, biyuma, mishum revam hadis melech adarabba. Revam have two kanim work with the korban atomit. In La Kotel, Mr. Klelem, Val Mishnah, that Zai by Kotchim and by Chulim is a klal of Reb of the Simen is enough for Shchita. The other Gemara says, Omer Roshim Ben Lokish, Mishum Levi, Sabra, the name of Levi, Sabra, the older Levi, that he holds, Eimer L'Shchita El B'Seif. So when you do a Shchita, even though you start cutting through the neck, you start cutting one Simen, then another Simen, he holds, when is it called the Shchita? At the end, only if you finished both Simonim. Rashi says, Eimer Shchita Kriya Shchita, it's not called the Shchita, El B'Seif. At the end, and we'll soon see the Ma'inach community was called the Shrit at the beginning or not. That's what Shlokesh is for. For Rabbi Yochanan, number one, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh no, the Shrit and Mechil of Yatzayt, no, we consider the Shrit to start at the beginning, and it continues on through the end. Rashi says, Hakol Kriya Shrita. The whole mice, as soon as you start to cut the neck, right away, we'll see exactly when it starts. Could be when you first start to cut a simen, maybe. As soon as you get to at least the beginning of one simen, that's called the beginning of the Shrita. Let's see what the difference is. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that our kol moedim, both of them agree, hecha deshochet simen echad ebe kechozim. If a goy shechted one simen, the simen echad yisrael sheep, simen, everybody agrees that it's possible. Even though a shlokah says the shechita doesn't start at the end, so maybe since at the end the Jew did it, it's kosher, no, it has to be master me it's possible. Why? Shurei nasa b'maisa treifa b'yad ebe kechozim. Because the goy shechted the first simen, and we know a goy can't make a ma'aseh shchita, so that first simon now is like a treifa. So before the Jew starts to make the shchita, the behemoth, the earth is already a treifa. See if everybody agrees, even if ain't the shchita, end up safe, that the animal is a treifa. Everybody agrees to this. And now, bi'oif, bo'ela soif, nami. Oila soif, the oila, you have to make a malik on both simonim. Heichad the molek simonechad lamata. Let's say you made the malika on one simon lamata on the bottom of the mizbeach. The simon echad lamala, the other simon you did on top on the mizbeach, is psula, it's possible. Shrei also bo maisa chate seif lamata, because you made a maisa chate seif lamata. Rashi says, the mokim psula, you're supposed to actually even make the malika of the Eimer Seif on the top half of the Mizbeach, on the top part of the, on top of the Chuta Sikra, halfway around. In Chate Seif is Lamata, Moran's Rochim says. So you made a malika of the first simon of the Eimer Seif Lamata, that everybody must walk with puzzle. Because that first simon is really would have been enough for Chate. So it's called, you did a Maisa Chate Seif Lamata, and that's called the Mokam Sura, and everybody agrees that's also puzzle. So Yosef Ba'maisa Chatesef Lamato, that's enough to pass all this Eila Seif. Lo Nechlaku, where is the Machlekes then? And we could go in Sheshochat Simenecho Bachutz. Well, you have this behemoth, and it's a carbon, and you took it outside the Mizbeach, outside the Yazar, outside the Beis Hamikdash, and you shechted one Simen. The Simenecho Bifnim, then you brought the carbon back into the Beis Hamikdash, and you finish the Shechita there. Till be Nachtimina, Yechayev Bachutanat. Laman, the Yomi Yeshna Lashita Mechil of Yatzayef, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says now when you finished off the whole Shchita, even from the beginning, it was called a Shchita Mechayev, Yubichayev, for Shchut Echutz. The first simon you shecht it outside, for that Yubichayev. But Laman, the Yomi, according to Rosh Lokish, Eino Lashchita, Eino Lashchita, the Shchita first starts at the end, Lay Mechayev, then you're not Bichayev. The Shchita first starts at the end, so the first simon is not called a Shchita. Even though you did that outside, it's not called a Shchita Chutz. So here will be the Machlokes. Oh, Malay Rabba Basimi. Man, Le Yom Yochi. So no, my Rebbe didn't say like this. Oh, Mani, who is that, Rabbi Yosef? Yosef didn't say like this. Why? Because he said like this. Hecha de Shochet, Simenecha Bachut. The Simenecha Bifnim, Nami Postle. Everybody would agree also that it's Postle. If you shechted one Simen outside, and then you ended off inside, everybody else is Postle. So he also brought Maisa Chatis Seif Bachut. In the case, we have this Ola Seif. We have the Ola Seif, and you made a Malik on one Simen outside, then you brought it inside, everybody holds it possible, because you already made a Maisa Chata Seif Achutz. The Nechlik, where the Machlik is, the kids, if you made a Shchita on one whole Simen, vice, everybody agrees that you be Chayiv, Ashkut Echutz. So Rashi says what? Rashi learns, Malu Amochi, Di Leboif, Im Shochat Simen Echad, Roishon Bachutz, Mechayiv. kosher the way the kavosa kosher of nim bimlikas chatosayif. Yeah, if you make a shchitosayif one of them outside, see the chayif, because that's what's fit to be done with nim. One malika on one simin. The chatzav shashoyich leif kosher machutz chayif also there. Avla molikas chayif is part here. So Kot Yisrael also that kids, if you made a shchita on one simin outside, you be chayim by knife also, because you made a meister chatosayif, right? The nechuk hilud wears a machlekes, and it could go in shashachat miyut simon machutz. Not that you shechted one whole simon. You only shecht, you started to shecht one a half of a simon outside. So go on with the simon, you finish off with even that one simon, you finished off inside. That's the machlekes. The man di yami yesh neshchita mi chilul yatsar v'kont rabbi yochanan mechayif. Since the beginning of the shchita was outside, that's also called a meister shchita. But according to Rosh Lakish, Laman the Yomar, Ein L'Shchit El Masov No Asamim at the end, Lay Mechayiv, you're not Pichayiv here. Because the end of the Shchit was done inside, so it's not called the Shchut Echutz. So most people observe, there he asked the question. So Kif Tizu Machwek Is Yibiyach No Rosh Lakish. So there he asked the question, it says, Kol HaSukim B'Poro, wherever was Isaac in the Poro Adumo, Medchil Lavi Atzayf, whoever do any work at the beginning of it, so the end of the work of the Poro Adumo, Metamim begodim, he will become tummy, and the begodim he is wearing will become tummy. Or poislim oiso b'mloch acheres, and any meloch he does, he also passes the paraduma. I says the poislim acheres says in this asku imo b'mloch acheres, he does any work with his par, any other work, kagoyin shachat v'chotach imo delas. While you shechtin the paro, you also cut off a pumpkin. That's also your parcel, the paraduma. That we dash him. So can we have a shavras to barakos limon ala pover shatayim locha v'sal v'shchtasai. Yeah. So the kid says, where does icing the paraduma becomes tamei? And any other work you do, parcels the paraduma. Yile bo psul b'shchitasai. Let's say a psul happened by the shchita. A psul happened to the korban by the shchita. Then we say, bein kodim psula ben yachab psula. Then you're not matami begodim. If the psul happened b'shas teshchita, but the hazor, let's say the hazor, so the psul first came b'shas shemikin the hazor, this week of Adam. That depends. Kodim psula matami begodim. If you're oisik in it before the psul, then you will be matami begodim. But the lacha psula once the paradum became posul. Then any matam of the godim, even though Yosek in the Azor, you don't become tummy. That's what it says here. So the question is, if you're young, if you tell me, yes, no shchita michlu v'yatzeif, lifnum nam of the shchita, you should have made the chiluk by a shchita also. It's just like this, that even if b'psul b'shchita, if the behemoth became post, let's say became a treifa, shurim the shchita, kodim sula, whoever started off the shchita, it's called the beginning of the shchita. So whoever was Yosek then, in the time of the Godin, the Yachab Sula, once the Paradum became a treifa, became posel, in the time of the Godin. Like if you tell me, as soon as you start the Shchita, it's called the Yeshnu L'Shchita, and Tchilu V'Yatzeif, the Shchita started, so if at that time the Paradum was not posel yet, so it's called you being Isaac in the Paradum, you should become Tanei. So why doesn't it make the Chilu between Shchita also? So my answer is, on my rover, Niskalkula Shchita Karmat, you're talking about where the Shchita did not end off to be a good Shchita. Where the Shchita itself didn't end up to be a good Shchita, Shani Yosem, the glory Muslim afraid, La Shchita Klau. Like if there's a psul in the Shchita, obviously the Bain became a trifle in between, or something happened in the Shchita, so Shchita, that's not called the Shchita. Like when do we say, Yesh no Shchita Mechila V'Yatzayif, only if he ended off doing the whole Shchita? Then we say, since at the end it's a good Shchita, the whole thing is called the Shchita. But over here, it's not called a shchita. Since the end was not a good shchita, so the whole thing is not called a shchita. Therefore, if a psul happened in the shchita, he met the time of the god, and even worked with it at the beginning of the shchita. So Mora says, Omer Rav Rav says, Ikashka, if I have any question, Hokash, this was bothering me, Hokashali. That Laman Diyame in the shchita, Lebesar, this money holds no shchita, and at the end, Lifter, you should have said a chilah like this, Be'achshen with the Torah, should have made a chilah. When you march to the Pora, Kegrain, the Shokhtay between Gazel, let's say two people shech the Pora Duma, the Gazel come Lematame, we should make it like this, if you have two people shechting the Pora, one started the Shechita, one ended the Shechita, so the one that started the Shechita is he Matame the Godamanat, should have been enough gemina. You tamal if you hold eidel shchita, so the first one is not tamei. The gavur das the second one, the finisher of the shchita should be matama. Why did you make this chiluk? So Rabbi Yosef, shrei gavur bechad zvicha kamrik. You told the two people making one korban, one zvicha. Barmanu, we're not talking about this. So you hear that we have before the tinyu. We learned that tizbach midash in the pasuk. Two people should not make one shchit, they cannot one half and the other half. Tis b'chu v'yosadashin, shlei yechot shechot shnei zvachim. V'yom rav kanat is b'chu k'siv, that's why we dashin it. Harash is a legation on service, that's why dashin too can't do it. So therefore we don't put in a case like this. Now, omu la yabaya, but la vit melo, dimu learn on this, that omu rama v'alchon, omu rab yechnun, to div re'blazer, re'bishimus timtoi, there's only according to Ablazer of Shimon Simtoi. Rashi says, Yesh Mishnah Brais Arbe, Shomer Ablazer of Shimon, O Regilim Hatanoim, Lesadim Abinish Blashim Stam, by Stamma de Tizbach, Honam Yom, O Gemar Gomlov, Abyachim Rabbe, the Ablazer Omra.
Here. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We'll continue on. Next tape.